The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, so many annual events have had to either be canceled, rescheduled, or, in the case of the NAACP Freedom Fund event, made virtual. Joining us right now to talk more about this, Kevin Watkins and Alfonso Amos. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you both joining us this morning. This is a big annual event people enjoy attending, but you're doing it virtually this year. Talk a little bit, if you would, about the NAACP Freedom Fund event.
Let me first mention, Paul, this is Kevin, the president of the branch. Our Freedom Fund events are yearly, and there's branches across the nation. All the units have these Freedom Fund events, and these are one major, only real fundraiser that supports our efforts that we do throughout the following year to ensure equal opportunities for all Americans. We support events like we have our Juneteenth program, our scholarships fund, voter mobilization, et cetera. A lot of things we work with the local municipality in regards to education, social justice, et cetera. And with, like with anything, you need funds to run your programs. And our NAACP membership is all volunteers. And basically our only way to raise money mostly is this one event we have, the Freedom Fund event.
And so what are you doing this year that's obviously going to be different from previous years?
Well, this is going to be an awesome event. I'm going to pivot to Mr. Alfonso Amos to tell you a little bit about that.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Kevin. This event I'm so excited about because we get a chance to be more interactive with the community than ever before, thanks to technology. And so the 2020 61st annual Port Huron branch of the NAACP Freedom Fund is pivoted to a virtual summit called The Power of Your Vote. And the day will kick off with music and poetry at our sunrise opening service. So if you're an early riser like myself at 8:30 a.m., you can hop onto your computer with your cup of coffee, get serenaded with some jazz music and some poetry, with some saxophone. He's going to play the national anthem, Negro National Anthem, using the saxophone, and then some poetry is going to happen at that time. Then we're going to go through to like 9 o'clock with a wonderful coffee chat with Kevin Watkins, our NAACP president. You have the opportunity to get to ask him questions on the state of the branch and what's going on with the NAACP altogether. We have some amazing panelists and speakers lined up for the day, from local candidates, including individuals running for mayor, individuals running for state rep, Congress. And then we have some special guest speakers doing a chat and chew at 12 o'clock, talking about the power of our vote is Senator Debbie Stabenow. And then ending our event at the end of the evening at 5:30 p.m. for a fireside chat, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. And so I'm so excited about this event. It's going to be an all-day event. You can register on to attend all day, or you can pop in depending on the topic. We're going to have great topics like the power of young people. We'll have an opportunity to do speed networking for a meet and greet and understanding federal elections and a candid conversation with individuals running for Congress and things like that. And so this event is all about educating voters, educating our residents on who's on the ballot, as well as encouraging people to get out to vote, because we understand that this election, there is a lot at stake.
This is the Port Huron branch of the NAACP Freedom Fund Virtual Summit fundraiser coming up this Saturday, an all-day event, 8:30 till 6:30. And I'll tell you what, a lot of these virtual events that have replaced in-person events have really turned out to be a plus in a lot of ways. People that may not have been able to attend in person are able to attend virtually. You end up with maybe even greater participation than you would have had with an in-person event.
I agree with that 100%, and people are seeing that. That's why I really reach out and for the question that people go online, go to the site, register. You can come in when you want to come in, because it's going to be a full-day summit. You can pick out, we have a schedule. You can pick out what part of the summit you want to be a part of, and then chime in. And to remember that this is our only fundraiser of the year, and that I'm asking people that are going to register. It's a free event. Well, can they go online and donate that $50 that it would have been for that Freedom Fund ticket? Because we're putting this on. The things we do is not money-driven, but we know we need money to put the things on. So we're really reaching out to our supporters, to those that haven't supported us in the past and support us now, the businesses. We have a virtual ad book we're doing. They can donate and have an ad put on that. It's going to be awesome. Mr. Amos has a great plan of how that's going to be presented. And we want them to really support us. There's other needs here for the branch here in Unit 3150 here in Port Huron, and we're going to be as good as the supporters behind us.
Where do people go to sign up for this and to make their donation?
In order to make a donation, we do have an electronic form that people can fill out. The best way to get access to that form is to email us at phnaacp.freedomfund@gmail.com. Okay. Again, that is phnaacp.freedomfund@gmail.com. If you're interested in purchasing an ad, if you're a business owner, you can also email us at that email address as well, as if you are interested in making an individual donation. If you are interested in attending this event, you can register by going to www.eventbrite.com/0/port-huron-branch-naacp. So you can register for this event by going to eventbrite.com. And you can simply type into the search engine Port Huron NAACP as well, or you can find us on Facebook at Port Huron Branch of the NAACP.
All right, check it out. It's coming up this Saturday all day, and you can do as much or as little of that all-day program as you want, and certainly make a donation as well. We wish you all the best, guys. Thanks for telling us about it, and hope you have a great turnout and raise a lot of money on Saturday.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having us,
Paul.
Thank you for all of our supporters.
And then join this great event.
The cities of Marysville and the Community Foundation and so many others in the community, and we're so thankful for that support.
And Kevin, I didn't quite catch what you were saying. Go ahead, Kevin, say it again.
I was just saying that this is awesome for people to be able to stay home, just gather around those close that are close to them, and to stay safe and enjoy the event.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it. Gentlemen, thanks again. We appreciate it very much.
Okay, we appreciate you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. Bye.